Radio Gdańsk, English News.
Good afternoon. It's Wednesday, December 13th, and this is the Radio Gdańsk News, read by Elizabeth Peck. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky met with U.S. President Joe Biden at the White House yesterday to discuss continuing support for Ukraine as talks on further aid continue to face political pushbacks in Congress. During the visit, Biden announced an additional $200 million in further security aid for Kyiv, repeating calls for Congress to stand with Ukraine and approve an additional $61 billion aid package currently held up in the Senate. President Zelensky thanked the United States and other allies for supporting his country's war effort against the Russian invasion, telling reporters that Ukraine can win. Earlier on Tuesday, Zelensky met with U.S. lawmakers, including several U.S. senators, in a closed-door gathering, an attempt to persuade them to back the current security package. Republicans have pushed back against the plan, demanding that Biden pair the Ukraine aid with tougher border policies. Today is day 658 of Russia's war on Ukraine. Organizers in Gdańsk and Gdynia will host special lectures and events today to commemorate the 42nd anniversary of the imposition of martial law in Poland. In addition to lectures and book presentations this afternoon, members of the Dignity or Godność Association will lay flowers at the monument of Pope John Paul II and President Ronald Reagan in Park Regana at 4 p.m. today, and at 4:30 p.m. we'll do the same at the monument of Anna Valentinovich in Gdańsk Wrzeszcz. A wreath-laying and candle-lighting ceremony is planned for 5:30 p.m. at the Monument to the Fallen Shipyard Workers in Gdańsk Stocznia, followed by a holy mass for the victims of martial law at the Basilica of St. Bridget at 6:30 p.m. More information and a full schedule of today's events is available on our website at radiogdansk.pl. Poland's new government, led by Prime Minister Donald Tusk, comfortably won a vote of confidence from Parliament yesterday evening. A total of 248 MPs backed Tusk's new cabinet, formed after a bloc of parties led by his Liberal Civic Coalition, or KO, stormed to power with a strong showing in Poland's October 15th parliamentary elections, with 200 lawmakers voted in the opposition. Earlier in the day, Tusk delivered a major policy speech outlining his government's priorities. He vowed to raise public sector pay and unblock nearly 60 billion euro in grants and loans from the European Union, frozen due to Warsaw's dispute with Brussels over democratic standards. The incoming prime minister also pledged that under his government, Poland would be a strong link in NATO, a stable ally for America, and regain its rightful position in the EU. The new cabinet was expected to be sworn into office during a ceremony at the presidential palace in Warsaw this morning, effectively ending 8 years of rule by the conservative Law and Justice, or Peace Party. Residents of six districts of Gdynia are being warned to prepare for the cold after local utility company OPEC announced it would need to shut off hot water and heating for 24 hours to address a serious heating failure. According to the District Thermal Energy Company, or OPEC, in Gdynia, on December 13th and 14th, there will be a 24-hour break in heat supply to six districts of Gdynia, including Puski, Czeszowskie, Dębtowa, Witomin, Mały and Duży Kaczk, Karwiny, and Dąbrowa. The temporary disruption is caused by the need to replace a corroded section of the network pipeline within Kartuska Street under the viaduct of the Tri-City Bypass.
The weather.
Today will be mostly cloudy and cold with very little chance of rain or snow and a light breeze coming from the east. Temperatures will stay close to freezing with a high of 2 degrees centigrade or 35 degrees Fahrenheit, dropping slightly overnight to a low of 0 degrees centigrade or 32 degrees Fahrenheit. Similar weather is expected tomorrow with a chance for more snow returning next week. This has been the Radio Gdańsk News and Weather. Take care of yourself and stay safe.